It's a win over the Celtics. I mean, we'll take it. You know, I mean, as I said to someone, they don't really put an asterisk by it and say Kevin Garnett wasn't here. So we'll take it any way we can get it. You know, I thought we played well. I thought we did a good job defensively. You know, I thought the pace of the game was where we wanted it to be offensively. We did a great job in the first quarter of moving the basketball and finding the open guy. And Amari did a good job of finding the seams in their defense, not really rolling all the way to the basket, but catching it in an area where he could make decisions. And they closed out on the three-point shooters, which left Amari open for some open shots. So, you know, as I said, it's a good win for us. It's another win at home where we're trying to protect home court, obviously. And, you know, now we got to forget about it and move on. Well, we talked to him about that, you know, and that's something that he's going to have to eliminate. You know, obviously, it worked out tonight because, you know, we end up having a lead. But, you know, we have to have him on the floor. We can't have him on the floor with three fouls in the, you know, in the early part of the second quarter. So he's just got to learn to, you know, that's one of those things about gamesmanship that he's going to have to learn and do a better job of. Did you see Memphis play tonight? There is no easy games, guys. There's no easy games. I mean, every game you're gonna have to battle your butt off. And I think, you know, a classic example of that is you know, Boston coming out west. You know, granted they didn't have all their players, but you know, they played two teams that's not in the playoffs and one team that is in the playoffs, and we're in fourth place right now. So, you know, to think that boy, that stretch is over now, everything's okay. I wish I could say that, but, you know, we have a Memphis team coming in here early that started the season 1-7. And, you know, now I think they've got 15 wins. I think they're like 15-19 or something. I'm not real sure, but, you know, they're playing great basketball. And, you know, obviously I don't even know our schedule from there, but I can guarantee you that all the teams that come in here and play us, we're going to have to battle like crazy and fight our fannies off to be able to beat them. Well, no, we did a good job. You know, we let Eddie House get, you know, kind of get off a little bit there. But, you know, he's really impossible. He's one of those guys that when he gets it going, you know, he needs very little space to get his shot off. So he did a good job. I thought we did a great job on Ray of playing him off screens. You know, a couple of times, you know, we didn't lock and trail and we gave up shots. But for the most part, I thought we did a really good job defensively of challenging shots. And then I thought that our bigs did a good job of playing on the inside. We didn't have to really come down and double team. You know, we had to after Amari got his third foul. Obviously, they tried to throw the ball inside, but I just thought we did a good job of digging and then getting back out. And, you know, I just thought Robin did a good job of playing this guy individually. When you don't have to double team the post, it really helps your defense because you're not in rotations. No, I wanted to get LB as many minutes as I could. You know, Goran's been playing really well, and his confidence is really high. I just thought it was an opportunity to get LB on the floor with the starter some and give him an opportunity to handle the ball and just try to get him minutes and get him back. You know, he's not all the way back yet, obviously, and he's still got some more improvements that he make, but this is just a time thing. I wanted to get him more minutes. Well, Channing's made shots. You know, if he makes shots, then obviously everything is pretty good. And he was able to spread the floor. And, you know, when they tried to double-team the ball with LB, Channing did a good job of creating space. And, you know, when he's shooting the ball well, obviously that's a whole nother dimension that he added to our team. But and those bench guys do a great job. They did a great job in the second quarter again. They're the ones that extended the lead for us. And, you know, we've got to get those – starters when they put back in, we've got to still play at a high level energy-wise and especially coming out in the third quarter. I don't know if we had the energy that we necessarily needed coming out in the third quarter. We just got to make sure that we're on top of that. Well, it was, and I just couldn't take him out. You know, a minute into the third quarter, just couldn't take him out. He's just going to have to learn to play in the situation that he did, where he played with the four fouls. But, you know, he can't get himself in that situation at the start, you know. Well, they're closing out so hard on him, and that's something that he's worked on in practice. You know, he has to be able to, you know, put it down for one or two dribbles or shoot it, or if there's an alley, he's got to be able to take it to the basket. He's gotten pretty good at that. Well, I think the big thing is that I thought we did a good job of guarding their star players. I say that, and Kobe had 34. But I just thought we did a good job of keeping him off the line. We did a good job of running Ray Allen off shots for the most part, you know, 4 for 13. You know, with Ray Allen, you'll take any day of the week. You know, obviously they're missing some of their star players, but, you know, we play against who's out there and try to do the best job we can. Well, I say to our guys all the time, I think when we play at home, we expect to win every game. You know, it doesn't matter who we play. You know, because I think it's very important that you establish something in your home building. So, you know, we expected to win these two games, to be honest with you. We play at home, we expect to win. You know, we really do. I mean, you know, we don't set goals as to how many games we're going to win at home or anything, but when we line up and play at home, we think it's really important that we feel like we can win every game. That's the way we approach it. All right, thank you. I think so, you know, but I think our team played well, just finding the open guy, and then I thought Amari made great decisions. You know, he was I don't know. He just took his time and just read the situation, surveyed what was going on, and then made the correct play every time. Really. Yeah, I need to go. Okay. Thanks, everyone.